become mentally fucking weak. A lot of these celebrities that are, you know, were millionaires when they're kids, or these, they were stars when they were children, Nickelodeon stars, TV stars, whatever. They all end up getting fucked up, going on drugs, and their life sucks. Why? Because they never experienced real adversity, right? Of grinding to get there. They made the money too quick. They didn't know what to do. They didn't live in reality. And bam, they don't appreciate that shit. Next thing you know, they're over here doing fucking drugs and being all fucked up and being an idiot, hurting themselves maybe when they get later on in life. Like, you need to suffer as a man, bro, to become the best version of yourself. That's just how it is. Men are made. Women are just are.
All right, perfect.
Who's up next?
Let's go with, let's test it out, 9074. They should be able to hear us now.
Yo, what up?
What's the caller?
All right, we'll move on. All right, to all the people that are watching the show, please mute us in the background, okay? Have a good connection. Have your question ready. Ask it right away. Yes, we can hear you. Don't play us in the background, all right? Because it's going to hurt the quality of the show, and it's going to hurt the people that are listening in. Let's hit the next guy.
6901.
What's going on, man?
Yo, what up, bro?
Yep, we hear you.
Something like him. Look at him, man. I want to ask a question. Man, I just turned, I'm a little bit older, you know, I just turned 56 yesterday. And I watch a lot of you all's content. And I see that most of the women that you all deal with are women that are in an era age where the internet just came into existence and cell phones. And do you think that one of the main problems, I just want to get either one of y'all's opinions, because you all are in your early 30s, so both of y'all were born before cell phones and social media. But do you think that the social media, the internet, and these cell phones has caused a great disconnect between men and women, in particularly in this generation? And what effect, if any, do you think it has had? Because in my opinion, I was born in 67, and I couldn't imagine some of the shit that y'all are dealing with and that they're dealing with now as a result of social media. So what is your take on that, man?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We see all the time on the show, because right now what's happening is, let's say you're a guy, you know, you're trying to make yourself successful, you're on the grind. She can look at you and say, cool, he's working on himself. However, she can go on Instagram, you know, Snapchat, she can go on Twitter, see these guys that are successful, and like, damn, why wait for him, then go to the, you know, top guy right now? And they get offers all day, all night, and they say, bro, on this level of like social media game, what's happening is the top guys that are actually well-established are getting all the girls. So if you're a guy coming up, you know, that disparity between successful and not successful is so big, and the gap is so big, it's like, why would the girl choose you when she chooses the top guy, you get me? So right now what's happening is, bro, the divide between successful and not successful is huge, bro. It's huge. So
okay, I'm going to give my take on this. This is actually a really, really good question. Kill Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. This answer I'm going to give here. Guys, come on over to YouTube. Fresh Fit on YouTube. All right, if you're watching us on Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter, come on over right now. So I literally was talking about this a day or two ago with a friend. And I talk about this in my book as well, but I'm going to boil it down to one basic thing. So women are naturally solipsistic and narcissistic, and they have to be this way because they're in charge of caring for their child. So they look at it like, okay, I have to protect myself and my child. My job is to extract resources from men and the community to take care of my child. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. Okay. That's the thing that we care about. That's why they're so selfish, and they have to be that way because they're children. So they understand that they need to get their needs met, and they're wired to get their needs met through men. Right. So they're naturally solipsistic. Right. So many girls, when we ask them or we tell them a general fact, they always attribute it back to themselves. I don't know if y'all noticed it when we watch the show. Mm-hmm. We tell the girl, in general, women are XYZ. Well, that's not me, you dumb bitch. We didn't say you, but they always attribute it back to themselves. And that's natural to them because women are naturally solipsistic. They think the world revolves around them. And they're also naturally narcissistic. What's happened, right, with cell phones, social media, etc., it's accentuated, right, and promoted women's solipsism and narcissism to a degree that is uncontrollable now. Okay? So you had someone that was already inherently selfish, Now, not only are they being incentivized to be that way, and they see their peers doing it all the time, and it, girls are encouraged to be this way and, you know, promote their sexuality, take sexy pictures of themselves. They see other girls doing it because women, we know women typically tend to follow trends, right? What's essentially happened is we already had a fire, and what cell phones, social media, and the ease of communication has done has put way more gasoline on the situation, okay? And this is why I tell guys, you typically don't want to date a girl that has a lot of clout on the internet or a big social media following, because you, as the man, the boyfriend, or the significant other, you have to deal with the raging fire. And the more clout the girl has, the more status the girl has, etc., other niggas are throwing gas on her, right? Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God. Comment. Like. Your job is to extinguish that shit. So they're putting the gas on the chick. Meanwhile, you're supposed to sit there and extinguish her, bring her back to reality. This is why I tell y'all, don't date a girl that has more status than you. Don't date a girl that has a lot of clout. Don't date a girl that's all over the internet. Don't date all this shit, because it's going to come with inevitable fucking headaches, because social media promotes all the most negative aspects about female nature. The solipsism, the narcissism I told y'all about before, it's literally put on steroids thanks to social media. This is why most women do not respect most men. This is why the average man is fucked in the dating marketplace. It used to be you could have a regular job, go to work every day, and you'd be able to find a girl, take care of her, have a family, get that nice wicked white fence. Those days are fucking gone. Because thanks to social media, every girl thinks that she deserves a top-tier guy and thinks a regular guy does not qualify for her. Okay? So all the most negative traits on female nature have been accentuated to a degree that we can't even deal with anymore. So if you're not a top-tier guy, she don't even want to talk to you. Most men would mate with most women. However, most women don't even give a fuck about most men. Invisible.
Yeah, I want to say something if I could. One of the things. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we got you. Go ahead.
I was going to say this. When I went, I went to prison at the age of 24 in 1991. I got arrested, right? And so I went to, and this is pertaining to what you're talking about. I got out. I went in it. I got arrested March 13th of 1991. I didn't see the street again until October 22nd of 2001. When I went to prison, there was no internet and there was no damn cell phone. We were using pagers and pay phones. But I'm saying to say this, man, I'm gonna tell you, it was such a culture shock, because of when I first started trying to date again. The disconnect that I dealt with dealing with women and the mindset, even this was the early stages of it, was jacked up then. And then the internet came out. And when I got out, man, it was a shock to me, the mindset of women versus what it was when I went away. Now, I've been out 21 years, and I'm one of those men who got himself together, got my own business. I'm a widower now, unfortunately. I'm getting ready to get married again. I'm going to marry a woman that's 15 years younger than me, but... You know,
bro, don't get married.
The thing about you,
don't get married, bro. You don't get married.
Yeah, for what, bro?
Don't get married, bro. You're an entrepreneur now. You're a business owner. Fuck no. Don't get married.
Well, I've been married before. My wife passed away from breast cancer. My first wife did.
My condolences. Here's the thing, bro. They don't make women like that no more.
Well, here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. I know how to choose. I know how to protect myself. I'm not one of those. Well, I understand what y'all be saying. I'm at the stage in my life that I want a companion. I'm not afraid of some of the other things. I think the men in y'all generation has a little harder than men my age group. I really do believe that. I got nephews, and my son would have been close to y'all's age had he lived. But at my age, man, I just want to chill, man, and you know, and live the rest of how many days I got left. I understand that part of
America. You literally don't get no upside to getting married to her, bro. Like, why would you give her the title of marriage? Like, so, you don't need to do that.
So apparently you know more than all the divorced men in America that tried the same thing.
Like, because the thing is, dude, I get it. You're 56. You were born at a different time. And, you know, you're widowed from your wife, and my condolences to her passing. But what I'm saying is that the cloth from which your wife was made no longer exists. Women nowadays don't have that same level of till death do us part through sicker for health. Like, that's all gone now, bro. You know what I'm saying? And social media is a component.
I can say that. She was aware of me. But see, I'm a Muslim. Yeah, I'm a Muslim, so I don't marry outside the faith. She was a Muslim girl. And this other woman I'm getting ready to marry is a Muslim woman too.
Okay, yeah. Then take her to the mosque.
Haram!
Go marry her in the mosque. Don't do nothing with the state, and that's it. Make a halal
yeah,
that
she's way. Yeah, she's a Muslim girl. I don't marry outside the faith. I'm Muslim. I don't marry outside the faith at all. But I hear a lot of y'all material. I get a lot of what y'all be saying. I mess with y'all, man. I tell y'all quite often.
I'm telling you, marry her in the mosque. Don't get the state involved. That's it. That way it's halal and you're good.
Right.
Just marry her in the mosque.
Right.
I call it.
Right. Well, that's okay.
Well, everyone has a have a question.
Yeah,
time got us to be important.
You are free, nigga. All right.
All right, cool.
What?
He was free.
All right, cool. We got some more callers here?
Like, yes.
But that was a good discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
He can do whatever he wants to do, bro.
He ain't going to listen
anyway.
He can
listen anyways, bro.
But it's, yeah.
All right. Let's go with $20. 5179.
Rolo's in the chat. Rolo said the dude wants Myron to give him permission. Nah, I'm not going to ever condone someone get married to the state, bro. Go to the mosque, man. You don't got to get it done through the state.
What's that caller?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, what up?
Hello? Oh, you can hear me?
Up.
Okay. Yeah, I've called last month. I'm sorry to all the callers. I know it's backed up, and I'm calling in again. I really want to finish my thought from last time. Hopefully it goes better. I mean, a little bit of criticism, like last time. So, first of all, I do got a lot of criticism, but let's see if you could do this one again. I do philosophy as a hobby, so I really think about this. And this is just the red pill is supposed to be bitter, Myron, and fresh. It's supposed to be bitter. And I'm just giving you a higher dose. And maybe I'm just fooling myself. This is just common sense, so let me get to it, right? So, and this whole self-help
thing. You ever had a dream that you had, you could...
That's okay. I'm about to give it to you. Okay, so there's a difference between wanting and being able, and people don't talk about this enough. When you talk about success and all that, and like I was saying last time, just because you want it doesn't mean you can do it. That's common sense, right? So I mean, you could tell us we want it doesn't mean we can, right? So an example would be not everybody could do what you do because God bless you with especially Myron, God bless you with a ability to speak so well and your brain could think so fast. I mean, you're able to get your thought out so quick. So somebody else trying to replicate that, they can't. I mean, I could run 2 miles in 11 minutes. And there's guys, their heart would explode before they can do that. I mean, so that's what I was trying to say last time when I was saying
Caller, I remember you from the last time as well. And we're just saying, look, yes, Myron may have a skill of, you know, being articulate and being intelligent. However, I can get the same result a different way. I don't have to be the same as Myron. I can have my own gifts and get the same result. We're just saying, look, it's possible. Find a way to do it how it's best for you. That's all we're saying here, bro. So, yeah.
But,
all right.
You understand.
I'll let you finish your thought. But
Okay. But do you understand? I feel like you're taking this very lightly. Do you understand the lack of ability there is in this world? You guys not put a lot of emphasis. Like, I feel like the world need to notice that. Why we have so many failures, and you guys get rage at guys, and you rage at me last time. This is a big deal, not being able to do stuff, not have the right amount of IQ or maybe the physical ability to do the thing. So a lot of people will remain as failures because it's just impossible. Do you guys understand this solid fact about nature? You guys understand that, right?
All right. That's what you want to say?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. I just want to know, Mitch, do you guys understand how important that is, and do you guys agree to that solid fact? Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Here's the thing, man. Not everybody's going to make it. That's true. That's absolutely true. But everybody can make it, is what I'm trying to say. Not everyone's going to make it. That is true. But everyone can, okay? You said, oh, Myron, you're gifted. You're articulate, and you're good at public speaking. You know what I had to do to learn that skill? I'll tell you. When I was an agent, right, I used to do these cases. It's called Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, okay? OCDEF. You can look it up, usdoj.gov, OCDEF. I've done a couple of them. To do an OCDEF case, right, it's a very prestigious thing to put on your investigation, right? You need to be able to articulate that it's an organized crime. There's a bunch of different players, hierarchies, all this shit, et cetera, because you need funding, right? To do this type of case, you have to get it approved by a board, an OCDEF board, okay? And you have to go and you have to present your case to a board of a bunch of people from FBI, DEA, Secret Service, et cetera. Sometimes they'll have 50 to 100 people in the fucking room. And you're presenting your case there because everyone else is presenting their case there. So not only do you have to go out there, present your case, show the targets, et cetera, you also have to say, this is why my case needs to get approved. This is why I need this money, et cetera, all this stuff, right? So I'd be sitting there talking to hundreds of law enforcement officers as a guy myself being only 24, 25 years old. So you know what I used to do? I used to go to the office and I used to fucking write it up and I'd fucking rehearse. Sit there by myself like a weirdo, talking out loud, right? Or I'd have my co-case agents with me doing it as well. Or we do a mock presentation in front of the supervisor, right? Then whenever I did a case and I was doing an ops plan where I was getting people involved, hey, we want to go ahead and arrest this guy, whatever, I'd go ahead and I'd make sure I did every briefing. Even if I was the case agent, I'd be like, hey, let me do this briefing for you. I'll do the briefing. I'm working on my public speaking skills. And I just did this for years on end in my 20s, right? And I figured it out. I just got better and better and better at it. Got more and more confident. Okay? I wasn't always like this. It was a developed skill. However, I practiced on it. I worked on it. Got better at it. Now you think it's a gift. And then what I'm telling y'all is that no one is really given gifts like that. Okay? You have an ability. You can accentuate that ability, get better, and they get to the point where people think it's a fucking gift. But I worked on it. You just don't know that. You're just seeing the end product, but you don't see what it took to get here. Okay? So that's why you're able to say this pussy nigga shit that you're saying right now. Y'all are gifted. Not everyone's going to make it. Blah, 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 blah. You're right. Not everyone is going to make it, but everyone can fucking make it. It's just that are you willing to put in the work to make it? If the answer is no, then you deserve your failure.
Yeah, bro. We don't have a failure mindset, bro, at all, bro. That's for the brokies, bro. You can keep that over there, but like for real talk, bro, like if you want to become successful, not everyone can, but you can try to make it happen, so.
When we were down last year, right, we had every excuse to be like, oh, well, you know, we're taking an L. Every YouTube channel is attacking us, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, this sucks. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We lost 40,000 subscribers. People are making hit pieces on us all over the place. Like, that would have killed any other YouTube channel and would have had an excuse. Yo, bro, fuck, this sucks, man. Oh, da, da, da. But what happened? I said, fuck that shit. I refuse to lose. When you refuse to lose, you're going to do things to make sure you don't fucking lose. What did I do? I invested even harder. Bought more equipment, made the studio more lit. We fucking started getting better guests on the show. All right? It really comes down to trials and tribulations come, and you decide how you're going to deal with it. The problem with you, bro, is that you have a victim mindset.
I'm going to see if I could get this final thing out of you, right? So you're saying, so basically your belief is you don't believe natural ability have, I believe natural ability has the same amount of weight as hard work. And I feel like nobody's talking about natural abilities. And I feel like that's equally important. But in your opinion, natural ability is not that important as hard work. I'm saying it's – the thing is that
I wasn't a naturally good talker.
Hard work is choice. Anybody can do hard work.
I'm telling you right now, yeah. I was not a naturally good talker. I had to learn this through years.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a naturally good talker.
The point I'm making is that you were born with the – You just had to align this connection in your brain to make it work. What I'm saying in my argument is that you are born with that, like that gray area in your brain where you are able to do that natural talk stuff.
No, bro.
The thing is that you exploit that, like me, you exploit that ability to do it.
I literally explained to you that I had issues.
But I see your opinion.
And I made it. It's not an opinion, nigga. It's a fact. I'm telling you, I quite literally had issues with public speaking. And I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to fix it. So I purposely put myself in uncomfortable positions, talking and presenting investigations on boards, telling people this is why I need money for my case, and learning how to be persuasive and being able to articulate myself so that people understand what the hell is going on. I wrote a majority of the search warrants for all of my groups. I wrote a majority of the affidavits to arrest people in all my groups. I dealt with the U.S. Attorney's Office for most of my cases whenever I was in a group because I forced myself to figure out how to speak to people in a conveying a certain type of demeanor that, hey, we need this done, etc. It's not easy being a federal agent getting your cases accepted. The AUSA's office always says, nah, we don't want to take it. It's not sexy enough, blah, blah, blah. So you have to be able to sell your case. So I always put myself in uncomfortable positions to figure this stuff out. I wasn't always like this, but I figured it out.
Let me hit the nail right on the head.
There is no nail.
Just like, wait, there it is. Here you go. Just like you're 6'3", right? That's, you are born like that. I mean, that's just natural, right?
Fuck.
Okay.
Damn.
Call
please
it,
listen.
Call it.
Please, hold on. Listen to it. I'm about to hit the nail. I'm about to make it. Listen.
Good.
Listen, right? I'm not trying to interrupt. Please listen. So you are born, like the verbal section of your brain, Myron. Like my brain, the verbal section in my brain might be a little bit smaller than yours. Your verbal section in your brain is much bigger than mine. So I can work as hard as I want. I'm still going to stutter or whatever. I can't even get my yard making fun of me earlier. Like the verbal section of your brain is much bigger. So you always, no matter how hard I try, you're always going to be ahead of me. That's what I meant. Do you have a rebuttal to that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do. Because I'll tell you this, there's people that had bigger podcasts than us. There's people that were more lit than us. There were people that were on YouTube longer than us, doing this longer than us. But you know why we surpassed a lot of them? Because we decided to put in the work. When they were fucking off, you know, oh, let me party, let me do this, blah, let me take a break. We didn't take a break.
Yeah.
When they wanted to do only one show a week, we did seven shows a week. When they wanted to go ahead and take a break and chill and do all this other friction and go vacation, we said, fuck that shit. We ain't going on vacation. We haven't really partied, guys, right? Like a real party since that boat party.
Yeah.
I haven't really got drunk like that since 2021.
Literally, 2 years.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Okay? So my thing is this. I made up for lost time through hard work. That's how I did it.
Right.
It's not about talent.
Not hard about talent. Okay, I got you.
Caller, you mentioned height, right?
I think we have clarity where we disagree.
Huh?
We have clarity, so that's good. We have clarity where we disagree. It seems like I'm not getting the point across, but... I mean, I don't know much more I could criticize you on, but I don't.
We hear you, but we're not accepting it.
Yeah, bro, that's a loser mindset, bro.
Yeah, you got it. You got a fucking pussy nigga mindset, bro. I get it. Not everyone is gonna make it, but everyone can. That's my point.
Yo, call
not
her.
Everyone will make it, but everyone can. All right.
Okay. Let's zero in on.
Yo, call
let's
her.
Zero in on an example, right? Let's zero in on an example.
Wait. Call her. Watch Myron's first podcast in the studio. You will see the night and day difference, all right? This man has consistency, has confidence. That's what it's about, caller, right? It's not about, oh, well, Myron's automatically the best talker on, whatever you've seen. Watch the first podcast we had in the studio, caller.
The thing is that people always see the end product, and they assume that you've always been that way.
Yeah.
They don't see the grind that it took to get to that point.
Yeah.
But you still haven't addressed the fact that I don't have any scientific data. What I'm saying is that the verbal section of your brain, God gives you a big one. So that you are able to exploit that verbal section of your brain, your intelligence. Most guys, most guys come with a small section of your brain. Like they can't do what you do, even they try hard. What I'm saying, you try hard, you are able to exploit that. That good verbal you are born with. That's what I'm saying. Most guys don't have it. That's what I'm saying. So if you don't have it, how could you make it if you don't have it? We're just picking one example.
Nigga, I just told you.
Bro,
watch the first episode.
Bro, imagine our first episode, right, when I first came to the studio. I was way worse than I am right now.
Yep.
But I did classes. I did stop doing classes, but I got way better. I'm back on it now. I'm just saying, bro, like, it's a learned skill, and it takes time. Like, bro, mine has been doing this for years, bro. I just started doing podcasts, bro. This is like legit me learning to speak for the first time outside of a regular scenario. So I'm just saying, bro, like, yes, Myron may be skilled and gifted, but he worked on it himself. You can do it too, bro.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Bro, you're just making excuses. I get it. Like, there's always going to be winners and losers. You choose if you're a loser, and that's my point. You choose if you're a loser.
All right, caller. You got your last.
Okay, I got it. I guess I'm a call in a couple of months because I got so much more to criticize you on. Thank you for letting me put my thoughts out there. I'll call
right,
you maybe thanks. 6 months again.
Oh, we wish you the best, bro.
Hey, how you going to call? Criticize the same thing that you criticized last time. Take another
one. I got another, some major criticism, some other one. Some other stuff.
I want to hear this one. I hope it's not trash. What's this one now?
The other one, yeah. So you guys kept talking about loyalty. Yeah, I love this word loyalty. That shit make me cringe. Loyalty, like, loyalty is not a virtue. Like,
loyalty to what?
You guys keep talking about it like it's a good thing. It's not always, loyalty is not always a good thing. You guys keep saying, oh, these niggas ain't loyal, this did, blah, blah, blah. No, that look, like, you could be loyal to evil. That's what, like, I could give examples. So what you got to say to that?
Of course you can be loyal to evil, and that makes you evil. The fuck? Yeah.
What are you arguing here?
No, what I'm saying is that but you got, you keep talking about it like it's a good thing, but it's not. Our guys on the chat love that word loyalty. They keep saying it. It's like, bro, that shit's cringe. No. Honesty is a virtue. There's other things that are virtue, but...
Well, with like, anything in life, there's always context that's needed.
Like, honesty is always good. Loyalty is not always good.
Okay,
okay, let me give you an example why it makes me cringe, right? Let me give you an example, right?
Caller. Yeah, good night, bro. Caller.
I can jump to another one if that one is boring to you guys.
Caller, all right? Call back in 6 months. All right.
Stop it. Get some help.
All right, we got Uncle Luke. 3716. Niggas wasted 15 minutes for no reason.
Oh, man. What's up, guys? I'm sorry I had to go through all of that, man. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro? What up?
Hello?
Uncle Luke?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, first and foremost, I want to say I enjoyed the party, man. It was good seeing you guys. Big Mo, Chris in the building. Fucking Fresh. Yo, Fresh, you bigger than I thought you are, man. Because when I see you on this TV, you look like you're short as fuck. But you kind of tall, man. And then, you know, Myron look like a goddamn fucking Scottie Pippen in the goddamn boat. Taller than every goddamn body in there.
Yeah, I look
Big Mo, man.
Yeah, because I'm next to him. I look short.
Yeah,
but I'm
probably. That's probably what it is, you know. But it's really good to see you guys there. But I had to talk about... I have a critique. Is it okay if I have a critique? Is that y'all good with that?
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. But I want you to understand, if I have a critique and I'm going to say something, it doesn't come from a place of like anything negative or anything bad. It's because we all here to help men, and we understand that the mission is to help men. It's not really about trying to be a hater or nothing like that, because I've been supporting y'all long enough, so y'all know I don't get down like that. But what I do want to say is, I don't like where the after-hour show is going. The after-hour show, I don't know, maybe because I've watched it so many times, probably, but I think the after-hour show has gotten to the point where it's becoming mindless entertainment. And I've heard some people mention about it before where they like to see something a little bit different. I get tired of seeing, like, these fuck or hearing, really. These stupid women come on the panel and say the dumbest shit that come out their fucking mouth. Like, after a while, niggas don't want to hear that shit no more, man. I'm just saying, like, I know you guys get tired of it too, but I'm wondering, are you guys going to try to do something to maybe change up the delivery or change up the after hours a little bit? Because it is getting a little ridiculous now. Hey, by the way, Myra, remember that episode you did on Fetit where you was talking about Osama bin Laden, where every time a woman comes on the TV, he always turns the station?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, as soon as these bimbos start talking on the air, I don't want to hear what the fuck they do, because they all do the same thing. They either OnlyFans model or they some Instagram influencer. And I get it. It brings entertainment value to the show. It teaches young men about what these women are really like. But after a while, man, that shit just gets done, man. That shit is dead after a while. But I have another critique, but go ahead, and I'll let you guys
Caller, I'm confused because – so you want us to bring those to the show, tell them what to say, and cater towards you? Because, bro, they're going to say what they got to say. And as you guys realize, they'll say the same shit. So we're bringing them on the show. That's who they are, bro. We're not trying to say, oh, become like us. This is who they are, bro. Like, how are we going to change that? PhDs, degrees, they're all the same shit. I mean, bro, what do you want us to do?
I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, like, I want to see you guys maybe add value in a different way. Like, see how you was talking to that guy just now? Even though he was driving y'all crazy, I know he was. He was probably driving the chat fucking crazy, too. But you was adding value to some degree because you was telling him to not be a loser. You get what I'm saying? That's real shit right there. Like, you can add so much value to people in other ways. Like, I mean, I guess maybe because I'm a little bit older than y'all. Like, I always see y'all niggas as, like, my little brother. So I'm a little older. So after a while, when I look at these chicks, and I'm like, yo, I don't really don't care about shit like that no more. And, yeah, maybe y'all might say it's just me, but I'm sure there's a lot of people in the chat and maybe a lot of your viewers who also feel the same way. You don't want to just shun something away just because you may not like what I'm saying. You know, take it for what it is and say, ah, maybe homeboy got a point here.
I hear you, but
you know
all
saying, because sometimes we do that, you know?
You know, but, bro, you got to tell me.
Go ahead.
You said before, a lot of new viewers never seen the show. So it's like, you could say change it, but like, bro, most men don't know who women are. So I was doing a show like this. I get it. It can become mundane on some level. However, to evolve, I agree we should evolve. But at the same time, new viewers, bro, they don't know this type of material. Oh, girls like this? I had no idea. And they say, you know what? Damn. Let me take a minute here. Listen to what they got to say. You know what? Bro, shorty out of the crib, the same way, bro. I got to make a choice now. Do I stay with her or do I make a move to become a bad person? Bro, I get what you're saying, bro, but at the same time, bro, girls are going to say what they say, bro. It is what it is, man.
All right, Byron, what you think, man?
I'm going to come up with some better questions.
I have another thing I wanted to say, too. It's not really to you guys, and it's about to the passport thing. Guys, if you a passport bro or whatever, stop asking bitches about what they think about the movie. One thing you're supposed to learn in this space is we don't give a fuck what women think. That's rule number one. Real niggas don't give a fuck what women think. So don't come on. If you want to ask Fresh, you want to ask Myron something, or you want to ask Big Mo, or you want to ask Chris, that's fine. But why the fuck do you need some bitch to validate you because you leave in the country? Nigga, I have women in America and I have women overseas. I don't give a fuck what some random ass bitch in Miami thinks. Man, get the fuck out of my face. Man, you don't have to ask nobody for that shit. Just live your life and do you. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, I don't know if you agree with it or not, guys, but that's where I'm coming from on. I'm on that kind of time. Men, stop letting women validate your life. Go out there and do what you got to do. Fuck these bitches. These bitches don't mean shit. They come and they go. All right? That's all I got to say, man. I enjoyed the 1 mil party with you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, and I support you. We may not agree on everything. That's why we're men, because we ain't supposed to agree on everything. That's how it is. You may say, hey, come up with some better questions, but, hey, you may not like the question. It is what it is. I told you what it is, Myron, and that's that. But I do support your content. I will always still keep supporting your content and keep doing what you guys do. Lead it from the front and free Andrew Tate.
All right, cool. Appreciate the critique, and, yeah, we'll make the show better.
Okay, let's go with, let's see, 1 second. Let's go with 7601.
Hello?
How's it going?
So call.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Not bad.
What's up?
Excuse me. So first of all, I just want to say I love your content. You guys are awesome. And before I ask my question, if you don't mind, a really quick comment about the previous gentleman. So that was honestly probably just the stupidest argument I heard about the whole talent thing. Not everybody's born with talent, but hard work and skill is always going to be talent. That's just facts. even if you're talented, but you do nothing about it, then you know what I mean? You're not going to go anywhere.
Yep.
My question to the guys, and I think a big thing that gets talked about on the show and something I've been thinking about, also with what's happening with Andrew, how do we spread the word, or how do we destigmatize this idea that grown-ass women are like these little sexual victims, when in reality it's just they're wanting it? So why do we have this mentality that you're 25 or 30, but you're just so innocent and you can just be so manipulated and you don't know what's going on? Like, you're not 15. You're a full grown adult. Your brain has functioned. Where does this come from, and how can we like stop that mentality and have accountability?
Very good question.
That's a fantastic point. You want to take that one first, or?
Well, first off, I think personally, society itself has to change, because right now how things are going, we could argue that, yeah, you know, it shouldn't be this way, but the court system set up that way, the public opinion set up that way, and at the end of the day, like, yeah, they might be saying this because they don't want to be accountable, but at the same time, like, they can fall back on society and social media. So we could argue and say, yeah, it shouldn't be this way, but currently with the system set up how it is, bro, I mean, to fight that like that, you'd have to change the whole setup of social media, what's considered good and bad, and that in itself, I don't see that changing right now. What we can do is keep spreading the truth, say, hey, you know what? This is what really happened. Here's the truth of the actual evidence, and then push that to, you know, the masses. But the whole system itself is just how it's set up right now.
Yeah.
Believe all women.
Yeah, we got to bring more awareness to the fact that women do lie about certain things. I mean, you look, who is that Hollywood guy that would get girls' roles and bang them?
Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yeah, Weinstein, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, you take someone like him where you had a bunch of actresses that were adults consenting. They smashed him, right, for movie roles or whatever. Now, in every instance, obviously, he's not innocent, but some of them, right, he obviously benefited them, and they were trading sex for, you know, getting promoted in Hollywood, and then they want to come back and retroactively withdraw consent, and that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the world that we're in, where a girl can hook up with you and then not feel good about it, change her mind and be like, oh, well, you know what, I don't feel like I consented now. And it's wild because it's like, what the hell? But these are the times that we're going into, and you're going to probably see this more and more. I mean, thankfully, it's starting to get exposed a bit. You look at Johnny Depp in the Amber Heard trial, that exposed a lot of the fuckery with the Believe All Women movement and how a lot of girls will sit there and lie on a dude's name. And I thank God that Johnny Depp recorded those conversations and was able to show that this is an emotionally erratic, unstable woman that was utilizing her sexuality and her femininity to try to go ahead and sway a jury, but she still lost. So we just need to bring more awareness to this, and it's an issue, and it's something that not enough people bring light to. But yeah, I mean, you know, I found it very interesting how, you know, we live in a world nowadays where women have all the same rights and privileges. To argue that women have more rights and privileges than men do nowadays, yet they can go ahead and say, oh, well, I'm still the victim, right? And I, even though I had sex with this guy, I don't feel good about it because he didn't call me the next day and take me on a second date. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I was sexually assaulted. But that's just one of the things that is kind of going on here, where false rape accusations are real and women are trying to retroactively withdraw consent from guys just because they feel a certain way. And that's where things get dangerous, because the feels start to override the reals.
And it only hurts women that are actually being, you know,
yeah,
oppressed
and
by
and
this.
The people that take the biggest
are the women.
With this are the women that are the real victims.
Yep.
Right. The real victims are the ones that
it
need
doesn't
that.
Make, it doesn't make logical sense. If you think about it in the terms that when you or I turned 18, legally by the law, we're considered mature adults. We can go to war if we want to sign up. We can vote. We can do all these things. You're now on your own. You don't need mommy and daddy anymore. You mean to tell me that a girl who's 25 who's out chasing some D didn't want it? Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if there were more rationally sound women like you, we wouldn't have these things going on. But again,
listen, if I was with Andrew, he could do whatever. I would be like, yep, that's what I asked for. Like, I'm just going to be real about it. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. Well, and it's another thing, too. And at that point, that we might as well be considered retarded. According to their logic, we shouldn't be considered adult. We shouldn't know what we're doing. We shouldn't be allowed to make decisions according to that logic.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You can't pick and choose when you want to be an adult, and that's a fantastic point. I've talked about this as well. But the world that we live in nowadays is, quite frankly, we coddle women from their bad decisions. If I'm going to be all the way candid about it, we really do coddle women from their bad decisions. We know we live in a world now where we tell women to go ahead and embrace your sexuality and be promiscuous and be hoes and show your body out and, you know, go on OnlyFans and all this other stuff. And I'm not saying that women can't do that, but we don't tell them that there's consequences to that. We tell them, sexualize yourself,
they shouldn't do that.
And be
bring
hoes,
back,
but don't get mad that men aren't going to treat you a certain way. And that's not the way the world works. Like, there's consequences to everything. For every action, there's a reaction. Sorry, you were saying something?
Yeah, like, I wish you guys would honestly do a dress code on your shows, because some of the shit that I see on your show, it's like, have some respect for yourself. Like, gee, it's too much. Like, I think that, like, with being classy, sophisticated, a little bit more covered up, in my personal opinion, people may not agree with me. I think a woman is just so much sexier, in my opinion, when you carry yourself well, you dress well, you respect your body, but you're out there half naked talking about respect me. You're stupid. You look stupid.
I have a better
you
idea.
You are stupid. Do the little finger thing. I love that when you guys
How about you come on the show, dress modestly, and show them in person how they should dress.
Or you can report to HR. Get it, Karen? No?
No, Chris.
Listen. I would treat their fucking lives. They would be leaving your show crying after I was done with them. Let me tell you.
Yeah, we do actually, it's kind of funny. We do tell them, hey, there's a pseudo dress code, like don't show this, don't show that, and they still break it. So it is what it is.
And then they get offended when you talk about hoes. Like, you got my feelings, but I feel like I watch it and I'm literally over here dying laughing. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's been a godsend. And I'm like, thank you, God. Like, let's get this message out and hopefully something can change.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, the show is growing. We're reaching more women, which is great because a lot of girls are waking up watching this content. And I'm glad that we've been able to impact you and, you know, Free Andrew. And thank you for calling in.
All right. Charles Akira.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. I have absolutely nothing but respect for you and the whole team, all of you. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
All right.
Who's up next? And, yo, guys, we got 7,000 y'all in here. Do me a quick favor. I need to start the show real fast. I need you guys to go to rumble.com/freshandfit. Go ahead and subscribe. Help us hit 100,000 on Rumble. Right now we're at, what, 99?
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. Guys, help us hit 100,000 on Rumble. Even if you don't watch us on Rumble, it's cool. Just subscribe. Just hit that follow button, okay? They don't call us subscribers there over Rumble. But just follow us on there. Help us hit 100,000. It'll mean the world to us. We really appreciate it. And if you guys are enjoying this content, please like the video. All right, because I don't see any other channels really giving you guys the variety of content. I know we got criticized earlier, hey, the after-hour shows are mindless entertainment. That's cool, but we also do daytime shows. We got Fed It. We got Fresh as Vlogs. We try to give you guys a diversified portfolio of content, whether it's money, getting you guys dating advice. We're at Fitness Advice next week.
Yeah.
We're going to help you guys become the best version of yourselves, and you can pick and choose what you want to watch, man. We're like a damn near a TV network, so we want you all to be able to pick and choose what you want to watch and give you guys a multitude of stuff.
Get in where you fit in.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Cool.
Yeah. 98.8, guys. So help us hit 100,000. We're at 98.8 right now, so we need 1.2K more, 1,200.
Almost
there,
guys.
We got over 1,200 y'all watching right now. We got 7,000 y'all watching right now. So please go ahead and subscribe on Rumble and like the video. You guys don't have to donate $1 to the show. We only ask that you support by liking the video and subscribing on Rumble. And YouTube, too, if you're over here.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next?
Okay, speaking of Rumble, let's go with 9962, Rumble chat, $20.
Oh. All right. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? What's your question?
Can you hear me? No?
Yeah,
we
can hear you.
So before I start with the question, I wanted to say that I started watching you guys like a long time ago, and I appreciate that you guys, you know, your channel is big and everything. You talk about, you know, all these crazy subjects and everything, and I hate that what's going on with Andrew Tate, but it's a shit show out here. But my one question is, how far do you think all of this, you know, mess is going to go with, like, the censorship and, you know, all these false allegations and just everyone being – all their content being taken down, being silenced and everything? How far do you think that they're going to take this? Because it gets me kind of anxious because it's
– Well, I mean, the good thing is, you know, and this is why I like about Andrew so much is that he pretty much has made the RP mainstream. Right. Like it's out here. Guys are seeing it. Right. A lot of guys are waking up. And, you know, the more guys that get woken up, the better, I think, for all men in society in general. You know what I mean? Because we got a lot of weak men and he's bringing masculinity back, traditional masculinity. So, you know, but the negative of that is obviously big tech, Silicon Valley, et cetera. They're going to try to censor that stuff. So, you know, that's why we're on Rumble, because we know at some point we might get canceled as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that really the only way to deal with it is kind of just hedge against the censorship on other platforms such as, like, you know, Rumble, Getter, et cetera. Because the mainstream ones, man, your Facebook, your Instagrams, Twitter is more based now, but your Facebook, your Instagrams, your YouTubes, if you make any type of pro-masculine content, they're going to censor you to a degree. But, I mean, we're shadow banned on YouTube. I figured that out very quickly. So it is what it is, man.
Yeah, Free Andrew Tate, Free Tristan Tate.
Yeah.
I would just say, personally speaking, from what I can tell from the future, at some point, it's going to be where if you say anything that's going to be against the agenda, they're going to either put your account to zero, which means your bank balance. They're going to cancel you off of all platforms and then put you in a category of, okay, this person is a threat to our, you know, national security. And at that point, bro, you're like a target. So I would just say, man, where it's going could be pretty scary. But while we're here, we can definitely add some value, add some truth. But who knows the future? I'm just saying that's where things are going to go eventually.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
I
got you. That's where we're going towards.
I'm just going to say, like, I kind of seen this coming, like a long time ago, even, like, when I was, like, in my early teens. Was, you know, everyone back then was all these, like, you know, conspiracy theorists, and now all that shit's kind of coming to light. Everyone calling you crazy, and then next, you know, it's all just, you know, happening now.
All right. Hey, man, but we got a lot of callers, bro. We're going to hit the next guy. We're going to try to get as many of y'all through.
Yes, sir.
Let's hit the next caller and then...
All right, let's go with 8293, 10 bucks.
Go ahead, bro.
Yo! What's
yo!
Good, yo, boys?
What up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, Fresh? What's up, Fit? What's up? What's up, Winnie, Chris, Mo, everybody, man? I fuck with y'all. Hey,
Aaron, bro.
So...
Aaron, get it right.
My bad, man. Hey, to that one caller, the guy talking about, you know, talent and all that, the problem is, and a lot of guys have that mindset with that bitch-ass mindset, niggas acting like pussies, the problem is you ain't spent enough time to even know yourself. You sitting there worried about Myron's height, Myron's way he think, Myron's way he talk. Bro, what are your skills? What do you have that is beneficial to society? Focus on that, hone on that. If you don't have nothing, figure out what you're good at. Figure out what you're good at, hone in on it, and do something with it. It's like, bro, you can't go nowhere focusing on somebody else's strengths. How are you going to get stronger focused on somebody else's strength? Like, that shit don't make no sense. And to the dude who called right after him, he was talking about, y'all need to change the show up. My boy, you getting old. This show is not for you no more. You're just an old nigga. It's okay.
I'm telling
niggas,
you, bro.
It is what it is, but you want to know one thing? It's young niggas every day trying to get some pussy. Hey, we got to help them out. Bro, we supposed to change the show for you, my boy? Come on, bro. How many niggas is watching this shit that's still trying to get some? You trying to get out the game. Come on, bro. Stop it. Just chill. But
color, man.
Hey, my real question is, I'm starting to come up on some money. I'm starting to get rid of my debt, and I actually want to get both of y'all opinion on how y'all manage your credit card debt. So I want to get down to zero, but once I do get to zero, should I keep a little bit of balance on my cards, or should I always pay them off, always keep them on zero? Because you know that if you keep a card on zero, after a while, it'll cancel itself. It's happened to me before. And if I keep a card on zero and I just consolidate myself to, like, maybe two or three cards, I'm definitely going to forget about these other cards. So how do y'all go about it?
Just use them. Use them and pay them off right away.
Yeah.
Always pay it off in full, you know, and then just use certain cards for certain things. Me, personally, I got a travel card. I got a cashback card. And, you know what I mean? And, you know, you can have a general.
Yeah, depending on the company, if you wait a certain period of months, they'll cancel it. But if you're using the card actively, bro, it's fine. It'll still active, bro.
Have 3 to 4 million credit cards you have based on whatever you need, right? You got to, you want one travel card. If you're going to have a basic, have one travel credit card, have one cash back card at bare minimum. And then you can have, you know, two of those. But have those two categories so that you get some kind of benefit.
Yeah. Okay. Right? That makes sense. Hey, also, I wanted to mention, I don't know if y'all remember, I'm the dude that called that girl Grover on the show. I just seen the nose, bruh, and I was like, I gotta mention this shit, bro. The shorty looked like Grover for real. Shit was terrible. But yeah, hey, I fuck with y'all, man. I know y'all got a lot of callers. That's all my question was. I didn't want to save it till Monday because I seen y'all had a call, so I was like, fuck it. I'm just call y'all and ask y'all yourself. So, I appreciate y'all, boys, man. Appreciate the game.
Well, guys, we got a quick ad break, and then we'll bang out a few more callers. It'll be a speed round, and then we'll get it going.
Pause.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. Hey, guys, this is Myron Gaines from the Fresh Fit Podcast. Are you guys wasting money? You guys better not be. You guys know how much we discuss about you wasting your money. People don't understand how easy it is to waste money because we rarely notice. And Fresh and I are not ashamed to admit that we have been there, so we know how it's like. And you remember us telling stories on how we used to waste money on subscriptions. We're not the only ones. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, a better way to hack your finances in 2023. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like that streaming service you bought to watch just one show on or that free trial that you never even used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find a description you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/freshfit. Seriously, save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/freshfit. One more time, rocketmoney.com/freshfit. Peace out, guys.
We are back after Chris is imitating Myron, and the crew behind us is having a great time. That was pretty hilarious.
I missed something funny, I guess.
They're trying to be funny.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. All right. Nick said ice spice hide ass. Okay, that's funny. All right. Some more callers, and then
yeah, let's hit the next one.
We got some girls here.
Yeah, let's go with 5238.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yo, what up?
Okay, so I have a critique for you guys, but first I must address the talent nigga. My nigga, but I will help you out today, okay? There is a Japanese-American TV show. It is called Naruto, okay? There is a character there named Rock Lee. He did not know ninjutsu or genjutsu, but he worked very hard, and he became a main character. Look into the show, you dumb fat nigga. Now, for my critique, this is what I have for you guys. Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
We can hear you and your fake accent.
Now, my critique for you guys is this. The red pill, it tells a lot of truth, right? But there were several times where you mentioned that when you talk to the woman and you look at the Instagrams, the same niggas that say, oh, she is for the streets, she is a slut, she is a whore, are the same niggas that are simping in the Instagrams. And the problem that I have with these niggas is this.
Okay.
If these beautiful bitches got along with these niggas, they would love to hit it from the back. So my thing is this, right? You guys, you tell the truth and the men get very, very angry. But you do not talk enough about how these men should get past their anger. Because if they got past their anger, the bitches would love to fuck. But the bitches see the anger, and the anger pushes the niggas away, so and the niggas get mad because they are beating their meat to Pornhub. I'm pretty sure that there are niggas watching your show, and they are getting their lotions, and they are beating their meat to the bitches, wishing that one of the bitches would be there with them. Do you see the problem?
Yes, the bitches.
You talk about the facts. You talk about the statistics.
The bitches.
And the facts and the statistics are good, but all they do is they just make the niggas mad. The niggas will get more bitches like me if they just learn to smile and have fun with the bitches. But these niggas, they cannot smile no more.
Yes, I know
the way. Like Ugandan knuckles, my nigga. You black motherfucker. You want me to roast you? Listen, when you get out of your Lamborghini, the oil light comes on, you black piece of shit. I will dog you out, nigga.
Yeah.
Now back on helping these poor motherfuckers. Go out of the house, okay? Go out of the house. Approach 20 bitches a day. And when you approach the bitches, smile, okay? Smile when you talk. Smile when you talk to these bitches. Approach the bitches and smile, my brother. That is all you have to do. When you talk to the bitches, you give the bitch a good time, you are straightforward, you say, hey, you look good, bitch. Let me hit it from the back. That is all you have to do, my nigga. If she says no, you know what you do? You don't get mad. You approach another bitch, you stupid fuck motherfucker. Get out of the house.
This nigga said you so black when you step out the Lambo, the oil light comes on.
Yo, that's funny.
Oh, this nigga Myron thinks he's safe. I got something for you too. You look like a goddamn terrorist, nigga. I would have more jokes from you, but I don't want this shit to get explosive. Osama bin Myron.
Boom, 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 boom. They can call you a terrorist.
Oh, shit, man.
Allegedly.
Hey, you're funny, nigga.
Yes, all fun and games, but please, please, talk more and help these niggas with the anger. Because the anger ruins these bitches. At the end of the day, a sip, they don't want to be players, okay? They just want a girlfriend that is not a bitch, that gives them good time, gives them good sex. Maybe they, you know, risk their financial future marrying the bitch. It is what it is. But that's what the simps really want at the end of the day. So please,
Caller, can we hear your real voice, bro?
Yeah, Wakanda, shout out to you, bro. You
shout
funny
to you,
as hell.
That was
fucking funny.
Uganda knuckles.
Yeah, you know the way. All right, bro, we'll catch you. All right,
I'm gonna use that.
Hello,
that's hilarious.
The name is
Spear.
Funny as hell. The name is Spear. 100
shout
bucks.
To you, bro.
Shout out to you, bro. And also, shout out to the enigmatic one. He had his shit up there before saying, "Do you know the way?"
Yeah. All right, so we'll do two more calls in chat.
All right, go ahead.
Cool. Two more, Chris.
One second, paid callers. One second. Oh, let's go with 20117. Edgar.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what up?
What up, man?
Yo, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good, my nigga.
So, yeah, my name is Tony. I'm 23 years old, bro. I just got here like about 6 years ago, and I started in construction. I want to thank you guys for everything you guys do. You guys changed my life completely. I started my company about a year ago when I started listening to you guys, and I made over 6 speakers for the first time.
Nice.
And then I'm able to get my credit score over 720. Thank you to you guys. And my question is, I want to start my first fourplex. What is the ideal credit score that I need to have to get my FHA loan, bro?
For an FHA loan?
You can do that.
Yeah, for FHA, you don't have to have like the craziest.
Yeah, because they give you a rate locked in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ideally, if you want to do conventional, 720, 760, but
yeah.
You're doing FHA, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and they're going to, yeah.
You just need the down payment mainly to apply for it. So
yeah, and you're going to get a better interest rate anyway because you're living in it.
Yeah.
When you buy as an investor, right now the rates are between 7 to 8%, right? So that's what I'm pretty much getting when I do my interest rate. But for you, you're probably going to get closer to a 6 because you're going to be living in it. You always get a better interest rate when you reside in the property versus when you buy as an investor.
Yeah.
And you're only going to be putting down 3.5%, so you good money, bro.
Right. And how much extra money should I have just to have, like, income in and, like, extra expenses that I should have with the property?
How much does the house cost?
How much? It's about $850, $450 where I am.
That's a big range.
What's the one that you're looking at? What's the contract price?
Yeah, it's $850,000.
$850,000?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got 3.5% down to put on that?
No, I'm going to work this year so I can get it. I have like half of it that I work with the company last year. This year I'm going to grind to have the other half of it. I want to know how much.
You need, bro, minimum 30K. And if things go wrong, you need at least another 10, 20K buffer.
Yeah,
at least.
Bro.
So
yeah.
I would say you need at least 50 to 60K.
Yeah, you're going to need to be. And is it a fixer-upper or is it a turnkey?
What was that?
Is it a fixer-upper or is it a turnkey? A turnkey means it's ready to go. Like when you buy it, it's good. Everything is pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
Maybe some minor things here and there, but it's brand new. Or is it a house that you're going to have to come in and get a new roof and fix it?
No, it's not brand new. It's going to need some work. And with the company that I have, which is Construction, Landscaping, and Concrete, I'm going to work on it. And I know it might have more expenses that might come that I'm not thinking about it right now. So
yeah, then you're gonna need another $100,000 then. Like you're probably because if it needs that much work and it's $850,000, right? Well, yeah, you want a good amount in reserves, bro. Unless you plan to do all the work yourself and it's not gonna cost you that much.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. I'll keep writing to save up enough.
Here's another thing, too. You said you got to save up money. Bro, that house might not be on the market by the time you come up with the money, bro.
No, that's what the question was weird because you told me what was the price. Well, I'm not planning to buy any right now. I'm going to wait like a year or 2 years to save more money.
Oh, then yeah, dude. Then yeah, dude. You want to have in reserves? Bro, I pretty much I own 12 properties. I don't have less than $100,000.
Yeah.
Like, and to be honest with you, I'm going to up that now since I closed my last house. So you always want a good amount of reserves, bro, because anything could happen.
Yeah, anything. Trust me,
okay.
I've been.
Yeah, you don't want to, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks when you got fixes and you don't have the money to fix it. Like, nah, bro.
Horrible feeling, bro. Horrible feeling. All right, caller.
All right, who's up next?
All right, let's call her. Let's go with 1360.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
What's up, bro?
Hey, yeah, I'm about to leave the gym. Hold on, give me one.
All right,
nigga, nigga in the gym.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, y'all are doing good work. I'm proud of everything y'all are doing, like the ability to get the RP to mainstream to the level y'all have done. I want to say, you know, Free Christian is anti-take. It's bullshit they take us through. I had one thing I wanted to say to my boy Chris. So I know it's all fun and games and it's jokes sometimes, but like, and this is us, like, we coming from like a good place. Like, I know sometimes you be, you know, Penny Chris, and you know, sometimes you be like kind of hit or miss with some shit. And I think because like you're one of my favorite people on the show, you're one of my favorite creators in the space. And it's kind of sad because sometimes it's like when you're on point, you're on point. But when you're not, it's kind of bad because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen you at your best. And I think that, like, if you were, like, maybe 10 to, like, 15% more on top of your game, I think it shows people a lot more that you're not, like, you know what I'm saying, that you be slacking a lot. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate the contribution you give to the team. It just sometimes it doesn't see, like, you don't see it as much. And it's kind of sad because, like I said, you know what I'm saying, you my light-skinned brother, and, like, I appreciate you on the show as much as, like, everybody says, oh, Peanut Butter Chris and, oh, that, you know, L Chris and all that shit. But, like, low-key, you're one of the best parts of the show, and I just wish sometimes we could see that more. So all I can say is, like, really just if there was, like, a small increase in your performance on the show, I think it'd show people a lot that, you know what I'm saying, you do contribute a lot to the show, more than, like, I guess, some of the guests or even some of the girls can see, because I know Myron and Fresh fuck with you a lot, but I know you do contribute a lot. So that was what I really wanted to say. I just wanted to give that critique to you, Chris, because you my dog, and I appreciate you and I respect you for what you do for the show and, you know, for the whole team.
All right, cool. Yeah, definitely I'll keep that in mind, caller. Feta Piccolo, I appreciate you. We do it live.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, next caller.
Okay, let's go. Yay! So with last caller, 2785.
Go ahead.
Going once, going twice. What do you put the phone now? Caller, going once, going twice. Let's do a different one. All right, let's go with 5187.
What are likes at, by the way?
We have 2.6.
Guys, yep. Can you guys do me a quick favor? Hold on. There's about almost 7,000 of you guys watching right now. Do me a favor, man. Like the video, guys. Get the engagement up so this video can get pushed in the algorithm, because a lot of y'all asked us some good questions. Good.
Yeah, Fresh, Fit, Myra.
Yo. Yo.
Hey, first of all, I would like to thank you guys. You guys really did change my my life. And just to put this perspective, last time I called, some idiot over there said that, you know, I wish some of the callers from, you know, that call in the show will at least show some progress. Well, I just want to go ahead and, you know, show my progress. So I'm actually the one who called about the Mustang, about whether I should sell it or not. So good thing. It's already gone. I got me, you know, something conventional, and on my way to get a house. But, you know, it's one of those things right now with the economy, hyperinflation, and with all this, you know, agenda pushing bullshit, I'm actually kind of skeptic about where would be the best place to go and start up getting a house, a building, multifamily building to get that going. So I really don't care if it's in the United States or what state, or if I got to go somewhere else as far as country. I mean, I'm open to suggestions.
Texas, Florida, Tennessee, fantastic states to invest in real estate.
Boom. Any of those.
Yeah.
FHA loan.
Okay.
Nevada is pretty good as well.
You said Nevada?
And you should be good to go.
Okay. One last thing. So I actually went out through like a depression bullshit little phase with this girl that I was being with. And man, one thing led to another. From there, I kind of want to go ahead. I wanted to go ahead and hook up with another girl and another girl. And something weird was happening right there. I started getting shot down, like, you know, basically saying, no, I don't want to, you know, fuck with you. Gotta. So then from there, I'm all like, shit, what the fuck am I going to, what's my purpose? You know, what's my purpose in life? Why am I building? Gotta, all this fucking dumbass shit that, you know, goes through men's mind. And I kind of was like, man, what's the point of living? So then, you know, from, you know, being locked up in that dark place, I was like, man, what the fuck? I mean, I started remembering what you guys were preaching, what Tate would preach about fuck being in that state. Get up, man up, do something with your life. Shit will come. Harness that and do something with your life. Fuck who you share it with. Something will come your way. Maybe the reason why you're not where you the reason why you don't have what you want right now is because you're not ready. You're not ready to go ahead and pull out.
Caller. We're going to move on, bro.
Caller.
We're glad that you got out of the dark space and, you know, you sold that goddamn Mustang and now you're looking at real estate.
Yeah.
And bro, focus on yourself. Don't focus on these girls. Also, dude, you need to work with, like a speech therapist or something or start doing improv classes.
Yeah.
You speak in a very passive tone, which the problem with that is a lot of girls aren't going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
So I could just tell from, I was letting you drag on there because you really suck at articulating yourself. You got to fix that.
Bro, you sound like me literally like last year.
Yeah, bro.
That was really bad,
bro.
You
have to work
really
on your speaking
bad.
Skills.
Yeah.
That's trash. And here the thing is, like, we're here, we're talking to you, whatever, we're giving you, uplifting you. But the problem is that when a girl listens to you and you sound unsure of yourself, she's going to assume you don't got your shit together.
Yeah.
That's just how women are, bro. Your tonality, the way you speak, your conviction.
You need a deeper tone, bro.
The way you convey yourself. When you say all the time and you're not sure of yourself, she's not going to be sure of you. And that turns girls off because girls naturally look for a leader.
Yeah.
So you got to work on your speech and speak more in the active voice versus the passive voice. Okay.
Like what I'm doing right now, bro, I'll read a book out loud, record it to myself and then play it back. So I can hear how dumb I sound sometimes. So like, if you can practice that and then this sounds weird, bro, but like lay on your stomach, put a book on your stomach, right? Lay flat, like with your back against the ground, put a book actually on your stomach and breathe in, then breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Then read once again, record it, and you sound way better. So just try doing stuff like that.
Yeah, work on that, dude. Work on your speech. Yeah. Like you suck at conveying yourself, which is, you know, it's fine. A lot
but
of guys have that problem,
better,
but you can
practice,
get better
though.
At it.
Trust me, you can.
You can get better. The number one way to solve a problem is identifying the problem.
Yeah.
All right? All right.
BBC.
Fresh, get your behind back in the gym. I'm not about to keep smashing these whales you keep bringing to me if you can't even pick them up. Either get stronger or pick skinnier girls. Unacceptable.
Thank you, brother. I will be back in the gym like I am right now.
All right. Pretty boy.
No.
Okay.
Marcos Cardenas.
I'm 30, was making 40K a year, now 80K thanks to you guys. 100K on the way. Fresh boys. That's what we're talking about, Marcos.
Let's go.
Yep. Yeah. 40K is unacceptable, guys. If you guys are watching the podcast, all you motherfuckers need to strive to make $100,000 a year, bare minimum.
Get a second job or side business, something.
Yeah. You have no excuse to be broke as an able-bodied man in the United States. I got a chick checking off my boxes low because willing to do a lot for me, watch FNF and help benefit my life. Tips on a first date, manners, location, etc. Not going to overinvest, been out of the game for a bit. Watch our
episode
on flaky girls. But, bro, in general, make sure the girl comes to you. Pick a location that's close to your spot. Plan a date out. Pay for the date. Don't be a weirdo. Make sure that you escalate in an appropriate fashion, okay? And
have multiple locations as well.
And have multiple
in
locations
your area.
Yeah. You know? And just have fun, dude. Just have fun.
Chris, what are you doing?
No, I was looking at chats.
Where are we at here? Appreciate what y'all do. What are your guys' opinion on tomboys? Avoid them. Sex only. You don't really want to deal with tomboys. They're very annoying long term.
I actually like tomboys for the moment. Because they turn most guys off. So when you get in there, you're really in there, if you know what I mean. Pause, nigga.
Yeah, recreational use only. You don't take them seriously.
Ghost.
Wise words, Myron, very intuitive. Yep, cool. All right. That's from Ghost. Appreciate that. Success is a spectrum. While it's true, most people will never get to fresh and fifth level. However, everyone can get better than they are right now. The point is the best version of yourself not to become Mariner friends.
Thank you. And by the way, this kid over there, younger than us, 24, 25, killing it, bro. Dude, I know traders, bro. Bro, they're making like 100K a day. Bro, that's more than most people could ever imagine. What's your excuse? It's a skill that they learned over a period of time. So,
Three Diggers goes, all I hear from these callers, wow, bro. Excuses never made people fit or rich. Stop with the excuses, callers. Yeah, bro. And that's from Brain Music. Yeah, bro. The only person that can really make excuses and get felt sorry for are chicks. Like, dude, if you make an excuse, nobody gives a fuck about your excuses, man. Yeah. Homie need to drink a bottle of Man Up. Bro, put the L on your forehead. And that was from Take It Easy, Tiger. And then we got the dude who was – did we talk to Darnell? Chris? He wasn't in the line? I see his number here. All right, see if he's in there. The dude who was crying on the phone talks like Bobby Boucher, my mama said. Okay.
Wilo.
And then me and other milkmen were wondering, being that in the dating market, it's the have and have nots with men. 45% of women are projected to be single by 2030. Do you think polygamy will become a norm? Yes, I do.
For some guys.
Yes, I think for the top guys, it's going to be very common to see the top guys with 2 to 3, 4 or 5 different girlfriends. And the guys at the bottom with no girlfriends. I think it's going to be very common. And social media makes it more, you know, Andrew kind of cracked the door open on it. We talk about it quite a bit, but you're going to see whether girls, and here's the funny part, it's going to be for a lot of girls unwilling. They won't even know that the dude has multiple chicks.
Yeah.
Or they'll turn a blind eye to it. But yeah, I mean, there's not enough attractive men to go around, bro.
Look at that Rose, baby mama and his girl, Christmas time. Crazy. Same onesies.
And that should motivate you guys, seeing it that a girl would rather share a winner than have a loser to herself.
Yep.
That's the cold hard reality.
Freshman.
Guys, just prepare for a third call. What the fuck is this? That's for freshman. Neuroplasticity caller. You can increase your gray matter with meditation. That's your overthinking for you. Stop eating seed oils, motherfucker. Also, Myron is us Halo kids excelled while COD kids didn't love. Shouts for you, Avian. For the one-time fresh, say,
Timmy! That shit was hilarious, bro.
It was random as hell.
Elman Howard, I've listened to that call. You should add Stone Cold Steve Austin to the soundbox saying, hey.
Elman Howard.
Lala Lulu says, please find a sound effect that says terrain, pull up, when the caller doesn't get to the point. Okay, JBW says, it would be interesting to get several different men on just to get their view and opinions on women. Dealt because all men handle women differently. We can learn from one another. All right, bro. Freshman says, I watch everything. It's not pick and choose. Cool.
JBW, bro.
We say this almost every show, bro. Niggas got to know by now, bro.
Like, you said it'd be interesting to get different
guys on the show, like, get their opinion, bro. Girls don't care, bro.
Bro, they don't give a fuck what y'all niggas think, man.
They don't, bro. Unless
they don't even give a fuck what we think.
That's
imagine you.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're on our show. They're not going to fuck what we think.
Like, yep. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, like, you think they're going to care if we bring, like, some random niggas on? Like, they're
like,
going to
be like, good point. Yeah. You're right. And then go back to what they're doing right after the show.
Like,
come
what
on,
the
man.
Fuck, bro? Like, yo, get it through your fucking heads. Most women don't give a fuck about you guys.
Yeah.
Period. A lot of you guys are fucking invisible. Get your value up so that you can be somewhat visible to even get a chance to spit your game. We talked about this shit with Andrew Tate. He doesn't get girls because of the Lamborghinis and the Bugattis and all this other bullshit. What the Lamborghini does is allows him access to have a longer period of time to talk to the girl.
Yep.
It gives you an extra window to talk.
Yep, that's
you
it.
You know what I mean? The Lambo will give you that ability to do an opener and her not immediately walk away from you.
If you're a weirdo, you're still a weirdo,
but if
bro.
You're a weirdo, you're a weirdo.
She ain't chilling with
She's going to chill with you, or she's going to be like, oh, you got to pay me. She's going to do some fuck shit
facts.
Like that. So money only amplifies if you're a loser or if you're a winner, right? Like, you guys got to understand, bro. Like, they really don't give a fuck, man. This book needs to come out. Like, you
especially,
guys need to read this shit.
Especially
like,
Miami, like, we're some of the only niggas that don't have to, like, cater chicks, bro. Like, we just do our shit, and they, like, align with it.
Nigga.
Like,
you know what? The other day, I was in the club with Fresh. I had to fucking leave. I got so mad, right? I was in the club with Fresh. I won't say the name. It was a strip club, right? We went after one of the things, right? You dragged me out.
Yeah.
I go there. There's niggas in there throwing money around, paying for bitches, fucking getting bottles, tricking, all this shit,
mm-hmm.
Okay? There's dudes that are successful that are out here paying girls thousands of dollars
yep.
to have sex and hang out with them. Okay? You think she gives a fuck what a regular guy got to say?
Nope. Not at all.
Like, bro, like I tell y'all all the time. I tell the girls, you're not fucking special. Same thing with the guys. Y'all are even less special.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck what we think. You think they're going to give a fuck what you think?
Nope.
Damn. Like, just get become a better fucking man instead of crying about shit what it is. Fucking incredible.
Some of you guys are lost, though.
They journey- said bring regular guys on and get their opinions. They don't give a, nobody gives a fuck, man.
The journeyman says, I'm 28 years old, plumber, HVAC tech. Made 100K my first year in the game. 30 hands, clean money. Now that I'm making money, I want to invest property. What up should I take before I buy my first property? We got a full episode on Money Mondays. Guys, check it out. Real Estate Beginner Guide 101.
Guys, I wish it wasn't this way. I wish, like, it was back in the 1950s and a regular guy was still had a fighting chance. It's fucking done, bro. Y'all can thank social media, the internet, dating apps, etc. It has made a majority of men in fucking visible to a majority of women, bro.
Level up. And then we got the Agmat one says, do you know the way? The name is Fear. Shout out to you. I know. I saw you, Chris. And then last one here. The name is Fear. Once again, says, got to get back to work. Here's another Benjamin. Have a good one, boys.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right, go over here, guys. Soon after our show, Chris, call it.
Let's do it for 10 o'clock.
Cool. All right, let's get
the call. Let's get Darnell on real quick.
Online,
let's get Darnell on because he super chat. Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Darnell.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Good, man.
All right. I just wanted to call in. Thank you for taking my call. Saving the best for last, I guess. But I just can't believe I'm calling in again. And that one guy, what success porn guy or whatever, happens to be on this call. But I mean, some people just don't get it, man. I don't think they watch your show. They're listening to your show, but they're not really actively listening. And that's a big issue. You know, the world is not fair. Okay. It's not fair. I'm not 7 feet tall and in the NBA. Okay. That's not fair, but you know what? That's life. All right. You got to find what you are good at, okay? Everybody has a purpose, okay? Everybody has a role to play, okay? The plumber that you talk about that works underneath the sink that, you know, unclogs drains, digs up pipes, you know, the people that pull cable, you know, like I said, without people that cable technicians, there would be no – you guys wouldn't have a podcast without cable technicians pulling in the fiber backbone underground. You know, there's nothing wrong with starting out. You got to start somewhere. And I'm going to be honest with you, gentlemen, if you're in your late teens, early 20s, if your ass ain't working at least 80 hours a week, you know, then you're doing something wrong. You fucking up right there, okay? You shouldn't have time. I'm not saying you can't, you know, hook up with a woman or anything. I'm not saying you can't do that, but what I'm saying is don't let that be your primary focus. Don't be worried and focus on, you know, don't be worried about Fresh's Lambo, okay? Fresh, you, sir, are a success story, okay? You're a success story, all right? You got, from coconuts in Barbados to... to being popular.
Oh,
number one on, you know, the best, the hottest podcast on YouTube. You know, I think I can confidently say that from coconuts and Barbados to the hottest podcast on YouTube, you know, I mean, you were disadvantaged, Fresh. I mean, you were on a poor island. I'm pretty sure, you know, you weren't rich. You started out at Chick-fil-A. Then I think you said you had an IT job or something. And I remember an episode you said Grant Cardone, you had an interview or something with Grant Cardone and, you know, you didn't get the position or whatever it was. I can't remember. But
yeah,
it made you feel a certain kind of way, but you didn't let that stop you.
Yeah, yeah.
You found something. Not everybody can be a YouTube star, all right? And I just want to say, and also want to say shout out to that female caller, by the way. I mean, and I think it'd be a good idea to, you know, reach out to her and have her on the show debating some of these women, as long as she, you know, ain't ratchet or anything. But I mean, You know, that'd be pretty awesome. And that is a way to kind of change things up for your night show. You know, that is a good idea to kind of change things up a little bit on the night show. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I watch the night show. There's times I, you know, I'll go a week without watching the night shows, you know. And if I could just say, and last thing, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. But if I could just say last thing, and this is just a critique. Mr. Gaines, I know you're going to probably slam me for this one, but I'm a big boy. I can take it. I've dodged rockets and mortars so for years, so I can take it. But I got to be honest with you. I don't like your Money Mondays. I never have. I mean, I still watch them, but I just don't. I think the advice you give, like, you know, telling people to get an FHA loan, you know, putting down 3%, minimum of 3%, that's a horrible idea, because you have to pay what is called PMI. If you don't put down 20%, you have to pay PMI, you know. And just thank you for taking my call.
All right. Question, do you have any real estate property?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm a homeowner.
Okay, but no, do you have any investment properties?
No, sir. I had one, but I ended up losing that one. Couldn't find tenants. It was a house I inherited in Detroit.
Okay. Well, I tell people the FHA loan is the best route if you want to become an investor. It gets you into the game with minimal, you know, money in. Yes, of course, PMI is a part of that process, but
it can be
better than them not getting in at all.
You can refinance later on. The average person can't afford to put 20% down at their first home, bro.
Yeah.
So I guess
that PMI, the extra $100 to $200 a month,
that's serious,
when you're actually securing an asset that's making you money, and you're able to go ahead and get a cash out refinance later, use that leverage to get another one. So that is why the FHA loan is a good way to go. Yes, your PMI is a thing, but you're literally stepping over dollars to pick up quarters at that point.
100%.
We're talking about building equity and a hard asset versus spending a little bit of fiat currency to control the asset. Real estate isn't about paying money. It's about controlling assets that pay you money and appreciate over time and lowering your tax. The problem is that, you know, and I get this, you're a government employee, just like me. We tend to think very one-sided. We tend to think, okay, towards the goal, towards the mission, et cetera. But there's a bunch of auxiliary benefits to having real estate that benefits you immensely. The tax liability being brought down, the ability to be a real estate professional so you can get that income not taxed, the ability to create equity, the ability to get money out on your debt without taxes being taken out. These are all benefits to owning real estate. And I just tell them, listen, for most Americans, they don't have the capital to get a house to put 20 to 25% down. So they have to go the FHA route. Yes, that does suck because they got to pay PMI. But PMI is a small price to pay to control an asset that can create wealth for you. So that's why I disagree with you. You're not thinking like an investor. No, that's the problem. You're not thinking like an investor. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm teaching people how to think like an investor.
But yeah, Carlo, we appreciate your input, bro.
I understand,
for sure.
Sir. I understand. I just want to say one last thing on that. I mean, the only thing is, do you recall 2008? You know, the housing crisis back in 2008.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if you look right there, you had all this buy my book on real estate and, you know, flip houses with little down. That's what people were doing. I mean, this is nothing new.
Well,
and
I don't tell people. We don't tell people to fix and flip. We don't tell people to do none of this stuff. We tell people buy and hold. Because here's the difference when you buy and hold. If the market crashes, guess what happens? People don't buy houses. And when people don't buy houses, what do?
They rent.
They rent.
So you still win no matter what.
That's why when you buy and hold, dude, it doesn't matter. Yo, the market could crash tomorrow.
Who cares?
I'll be fine because I'm always going to have tenants that are going to pay rent. When the market crashes or when interest rates go up, people rent. Mm-hmm. When people rent, people like me win. It's when you're a fixer or flipper or you're doing any of this kind of crazy stuff that the market, when the market fluctuates, you get fucked up. But I tell people buy and hold.
And those people that bought on speculation, bro, they didn't buy to invest. So two different stories, bro.
And you got
to
also remember that a market crash like that more than likely won't happen again because you got to remember that they were giving out loans just for you breathing.
Yeah.
Nowadays, to get a loan is extremely difficult.
Almost impossible now.
It's very difficult to get a home loan now.
But, caller, we got a show to run with some girls right now, bro.
Yes, sir. Y'all do your thing, baby.
Well.
Y'all do your thing.
And
keep
thank you for calling. All right.
All right, cool. We got two more calls. I mean, two more, chats.
Top three things men can do to make up for the lack of a father figure.
Find a mentor online. Find maybe a brother, uncle that has some awareness that's ahead of you.
Watch us, bro. We'll be your big brother.
There you go.
Pause. Yo, and that's from Josue Arenas. Yo, FNF, greetings from Switzerland. Are you still active in crypto with the group invites?
Yeah,
yeah, we're still active with crypto. I got my Bitcoin and my Ethereum. Of course, I'm not selling. I'm holding it firm.
Diamond hands.
So, yeah. And that's from Best Nick Sati. Crypto's going to go back up, guys. It's just about being patient.
Yeah.
That's why when you buy and hold, all this bullshit that happens, you're not a victim of the market when you buy and hold. Uncle Ben must be mad at Aunt Jemima. Good Lord. Take it easy, Tiger. All right. And then show your support. I've grown a lot since I started watching in October. Bless up. Thank you, bro. Cool. Hey, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that show. Like the video on your way out. Subscribe to us on Rumble, man. Help us hit 100,000. We'd like to hit 100,000 tonight if we can. We'll be back here with some lovely ladies in about 45 minutes or so. Peace.
Peace.